Mark Danielson, the city's director of human resources, began by asking the assembly to list their top choices.
I'm putting check marks next to the multiples, duplicates, etc. And it becomes fairly obvious, usually, which ones you guys are most interested in.
And one name got a lot of check marks.
I'm interested in hearing more from Gagnon.
Gagnon.
And then I had Gagnon.
Gagnon is Kerry Gagnon, current counsel for Baker Hostetler in Denver, Colorado. Gagnon's practice focuses on navigating local and state regulations, largely for the oil and gas industry. All seven assembly members were interested in her application. And all seven were also interested in another set of names you may recognize.
Jones and Hansen as well.
Hansen.
Some combination of Hansen and Jones.
And Hansen.
And I also am interested in Mr. Hansen, but the 20-hour caveat was a bit of an issue for me.
Hansen is Brian Hansen, who was appointed the city's interim attorney after the assembly voted to terminate Robin Schmidt in April. The city attorney position was advertised April 28th through June 18th. In his letter, Hansen said he was not interested in taking on the full-time position with benefits. Rather, he wanted to continue part-time as an independent contractor. Hansen is receiving support from the city's legal assistant Ruben Yerkes and Rachel DiNardo Jones, a contract attorney. Deputy Mayor Matthew Hunter said the current situation seems to be working.
I've heard wonderful things from staff and even some members of the public about our current situation with our interim municipal attorneys and how that's working.
Hansen's proposal to continue part-time intrigued the assembly, but Gavon wanted to consult city staff to see if that arrangement would be tenable in the long term.
It's a big departure from what we've done in the past, so I think it requires more discussion than just kind of going through the interview process as we would for a normal applicant.
Jones also applied for the position, but through a one-year contract with Williams, Kastner & Gibbs, a private firm based in Seattle. WKG's proposal is to hire Jones to provide legal services to the city, with oversight from another WKG attorney, Marcos Scheer. Several assembly members were uncomfortable, though, with hiring for the position through a firm. Eisenbeiss explained why.
I don't feel that I directly have an employee at that point, that I have to go through a firm to get to my employee, as opposed to that person directly being with us.
I did not have them as one of my top picks because I personally would like to have one employee that, you know, we have a great relationship with.
I guess my question may be along the same lines as Stephen's, whether Mrs. Jones' proposal is contingent on us working through William and Kastner, whether her services would be available directly with her.
Those are also the voices of Assemblyman Bob Petruski and Tristan Gavon. In the end, the Assembly expressed a desire to interview WKG, but also asked Jones, who was sitting in the audience, if she'd consider applying for the position separately. Aside from Gagnon, Hansen, and Jones, the other top vote-getters were Eugene F. Hickey, who holds a private practice in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and Kevin Carlisle, who serves on the legal affairs team for Marine Corps Air Station Miramar in San Diego, California. As the meeting wrapped, Petruski complimented Danielson for making the process a smooth one.
I just wanted to thank you, Mark. I kind of followed your protocol as you had written it out, and it really made it a much easier process for me, and I really appreciated how lucid it was and very easy to follow. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The Assembly hopes to hold one-hour interviews with each of these candidates on Saturday, August 20th, interviewing local attorneys in person and conducting out-of-town interviews through Skype. The final candidates will have a second in-person interview, along with a community meet-and-greet. The new attorney could start as early as October 1st. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.